In the name of Allah, may peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad and upon his family and followers. To proceed, hadith number 18 from the 40 of An-Nawawi. On the authority of Abu Dharr, Jundub ibn Junada, and Abi Abdurrahman, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, may Allah be pleased with them. On the authority of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, who said, "Fear Allah wherever you are, and follow up a bad deed with a good deed, so that it may erase it or wipe it out, and behave with the people with good conduct." Reported by Tirmidhi, who said it's a hadith that is good, and in some and in some manuscripts it said Hasan and Sahih, good and sound, good and authentic. So in this hadith, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, he said to the people, or to giving advice to his companions, fear Allah. And here it's an order. It's an order to have taqwa. And taqwa is, we've kept this as an Arabic term, we've translated it as fear Allah, but it's something that's more than that. And Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, may Allah have mercy upon him, said it is taking protection from the punishment of Allah by doing those things that he ordered and staying away from or abstaining from those things that he prohibited. And this is what is meant by this comprehensive term, taqwa, and which is commonly translated as fear of Allah. So fear Allah wherever you are, i.e. in any place where you may be. So you don't fear Allah only where people can see you, or you don't just fear Allah in the masjid or the places where people can't see you. This is general, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sees everything. He sees everything and he knows where you are and he knows what you're doing. And follow up an evil action with a good action so that it may erase it, i.e. make a good action follow up any evil action that you do, and that you commit, if you commit an evil action, if you make repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is that which is best. And it will erase it, because the good actions erase the evil actions. Allah says in the Quran, indeed, the good actions erase, or they cause the bad actions to go away. So here we benefit, many points of benefit from this hadith. From them is the advice that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, would give to his ummah, his nation and his companions. And the best advice was to have taqwa, or to have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, it shows us that when a bad action is done, it's recommended to do a good action, because this will erase it. And this is general for any sort of good action or bad action. And specifically, if the good action that follows it up is making repentance, then this is something that will definitely erase that action. Because tawbah, or repentance, it erases that which comes before it. So you can make specific repentance from this action. As for if the good action that you follow it up is not tawbah, so for example, if an individual does a bad action, then does a good action, then this, it's weighed up, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But if the good action outweighs the bad action, then it will erase it, and if not, it will not completely. And we shouldn't forget the last statement of this hadith, and behave with the people with good manners, i.e. have good character and conduct towards the people in your statements and in your actions, because this is, this shows good conduct towards the people and that you have good character. And the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, he was sent to complete the good character, and he had the best character. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq, the success to act upon this hadith, and may peace and blessings be upon our Prophet and upon his family and followers to the day of resurrection.